with us time and time again. I have come that you may have life and life to the full. What does this life to the full mean? I often hear it as very much life with wholeness, completeness, all entire, in an unbroken, undamaged state. Jesus wants our lives to be whole, like he originally planned. Jesus came and he said, I have brought sight to the blind. I have made those who are lame walk. He has come to heal us, to make us whole, full of himself. But he never just healed in part. He always healed whole. Remember the time there was Jesus, he healed someone who was lame, who could not walk. And he stopped and he said, your sins are healed. But everyone was like, what? Only God can heal sins. What's going on here? They were just like astonished by his words. But just to prove who he was and what he could do and how he loved and what he meant by the wholeness, he said, get up and walk. So the man got up and walked. So internally he was healed from his sins, from his unforgiveness, from his pride, from whatever his sins were, because they were never stated. But externally, he was made whole by walking. But what if Jesus had just said, your sins are healed, and then didn't fix the lame part of the man? Is that still wholeness? Well, yes, it is. Because these external bodies is what we have here on earth. It is what is internal, our spirit, our soul, that Jesus worries about. People who don't have, the use of an arm or don't even have an arm, they're born with one arm. Does that make them not whole in Jesus' eyes? No, they are whole and complete because he looks at our hearts. He doesn't look on the extremities like man does. That's the only reason why Jesus healed outside, but not the only reason. He had compassion. He knew that if someone was stuck without legs, it'd be harder for them to live. Especially in those times they didn't have wheelchairs. They were just stuck on the side of the road to beg. But Jesus' wholeness was different, a different explanation, a different way of thinking. We all walk that journey to become whole. Some get it sooner than later in our lives. This wholeness changes our perspective, changes our attitude, makes us different, makes us full of hope. Because this wholeness in Christ gives us our completeness, makes us satisfied. We are working our whole lives often to get this heart and head work together, this external and internal me. Our life's work is cultivating and working at it because God would like us to work and not be lazy, but of letting go and following the Lord, serving him, but letting go in surrender and giving ourselves to God, to Christ, who can only make us whole. This start of the journey happens when we know our worth, when we know that Jesus Christ has made us worthy. He died for our sins. He fixed everything up with God the Father. So he has made us worthy. And story after story after story in the New Testament is Jesus telling people, they are worthy. Come, I want to be with you. I want to spend time with you. I want to love you. I want to show you who I am, who God the Father is. We have a Samaritan woman coming to the well. Do you know that Jesus approached her? She was approaching the well to get water, and Jesus was sitting there. But it was Jesus who made the first step and asked her for a glass of water. Jesus, a man talking to a woman. Jesus, a Jew talking to a Samaritan. Not a done thing. But Jesus also talking to this woman, because she's come when no one else is going to be there in the heat of the day to get water, because she wasn't living in good ways. That she didn't want to have the gossip again of the town on her. She didn't want to have the stares, the sneers, the whispers behind her back. She knew about it. That's why she went at lunchtime. She didn't want anyone there. But Jesus came because he knew she was coming. He came to her. He told her, you are worthy. You are worthy that I can speak to you. You are worthy that I can ask you for a glass of water. And she even goes, what? You're talking to me? But then looks and says, you know, how can you get water from the well? Where's your bucket? Where's your rope? What are you talking about? You know, are you another man who's after me? Because she had had a lot of affairs. Jesus said, no, the water that I have, you'll never thirst again. But Jesus told her from the beginning, you are worthy. You may not be living right, but you are worthy that I, the Son of God, can talk to you. Because he revealed to her he was the Messiah. Another time, Jesus is walking by in the crowd, and there's a man who climbs up a tree because he's small and he can't see Jesus. And Jesus stops and he said, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree because I am coming to your house today. He told Zacchaeus he was worthy. Zacchaeus was just trying to have a look to see what was this Jesus like. Can't see, no one's going to let me in. He was a small man, but the people in the town didn't like him. Jesus told him, you are worthy, I'm coming to your house. Another time he went to Simon the Pharisee's house. And he sits down and there's a woman that comes in and is crying at his feet and washing his dirty feet with her hair. She's crying, so her tears are wetting his dirty feet, making it probably dirtier. So she's wiping the tears with his feet with her hair. And Simon the Pharisee goes, oh my goodness, if Jesus knew who this woman was, supposedly a prostitute, he would not let her touch him. And Jesus has said, you didn't greet me well. I came to your house, so I've already told you you were worthy because I've come to be with you. But you didn't wash my feet. You didn't look after me. But this woman has, and I'm telling her right now in front of everybody, in front of all the Pharisees, she is worthy. And I have allowed her to touch me. Oh my goodness. Jesus came and just told people after people, the lepers out in the town, and in the outskirts of the town, because that's where they lived, because they weren't allowed to be living with anybody else. Because they didn't understand, they understood in those days that the disease they had was contagious, but they had to ostracize people because they didn't want to get it. And these lepers cry out, and Jesus says, you are worthy, and just says, go and show yourselves to the priest. And he healed the whole 10. God tells us all the time we are worthy. And because of our worth, he desires to have a relationship with us. Because he's made us worthy, he desires to make us whole and complete. His grace is enough for us. Always. His grace is enough. So if you don't know, I want to tell you today, you are worthy. Often we get prayer requests of people who say, you know, I'm 82 years of age and I haven't lived a good life and I'm all alone and it's just really hard. And I hear in their prayer, in their sharing, this unworthiness within them, this shame of maybe how they've lived. I don't know. And I cry so often and say, Lord, would you show them? Can I tell them they are worthy? They are worth so much. You are so worth so much. And that's what God the Father thought. That's why he sent his son Jesus, because you are of worth. And he allowed his son to die on the cross in pain and suffering for us because we are of worth. So I invite you, come. Find this Jesus, find this fullness, find this wholeness of life that he has for you. And don't let anybody tell you you are not of worth. No matter your color, your creed, your religion, nationality, culture, whatever, where you are in the family, you are of worth. And Jesus has come to give you life, life to the full, to make you whole, and he loves you. Let us pray. Loving Father, we come before you and we ask you that we maybe can be dispensers of grace to tell people we meet that they are of worth, that Jesus loves them, that we love them, that they are like us, all on a journey to find you, to become whole, to surrender ourselves to you more. Lord, may we be your instruments so that people will come to know you and to know of the worth that that they are to you. In this we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. The challenge today is to go and tell someone they are of worth and that you love talking to them, loving them, relating to them. Doesn't matter who they are or how different they are to you. We are all in God's family.